Joe Fisher for our daily visit. The Commodores win 34-13 against Miami last night. Joe, a terrific job at the microphone, and joins us now to talk a little about the game. It was a fun night up there in Oxford, Ohio, and really an impressive performance out of the gates for the Commodores.
You know, it sure was, Kevin. I think a lot of people were, for lack of a better word, a bit stunned by the way it turned out. You know, there'd been so much talk about Miami being favored in that game for the first SEC team to visit Oxford, Ohio, which is not easy to get to, by the way. As we well know from the bus ride it took to get back to the airport. But nonetheless, I think the difference when you look at it, it was Vanderbilt had playmakers. You know, they had people that made big plays when the Commodores needed them. And, you know, from DJ Moore in the first quarter to the combination of a tremendous interception to that 91-yard punt return and just missed scoring, and to a guy like Chris Nixon that really took the game over in the second quarter and just seemed to be extremely comfortable and extremely confident. It was very reminiscent of the Chris Nixon of 2006. To guys like Sean Walker, who made a couple of big catches, to Myron Lewis, who was really a force defensively with some big physical play, to Broderick Stewart, who just gave Miami's line fits, and I'm sure was in the head of Rattleball a bit, who got the little happy feet back there because the pressure kept coming, and even a guy like Brett Upson, you know, two punts out inside the 10. It was truly a team effort, but really a rather dominating performance when you get right down to it.
Joe, aside from the fact that Kevin comes back from Oxford with a new nickname, Batman, and we'll have to explain that.
I didn't
that
have anything to do with that.
but whatever the case, all the things that you mentioned, but, you know, we talked about this before going in, that you had to figure that a good and healthy Chris Nixon gives them a chance. He's kind of an equalizer. They might not have the best running attack in the SEC, but this is a kid that when he's throwing the football effectively can make plays, and he demonstrated that last night, that even if he doesn't throw the ball that much, the threat of being able to throw the ball opens things up, and he can run with it.
And I tell you, I really loved Ted Kaine's game plan last night. You know, they went long early, you know, on a couple of occasions, missed one, hit one. But if you can do that, then you make the defense respect your ability to do it, and they can't just come after you on the run. And I thought, and I was talking to John Gromos a bit about this too after the game, you, as a quarterback looking at it, he was, you know, you go back through Chris's game, and there were probably only two or three decisions maybe that weren't the best. Maybe only one ball maybe that Chris tried to force in somewhere that he shouldn't have. Everything else, he sort of seemed to take what the defense gave him. He made quick decisions. They were good ones. You know, when he got out on the, you know, on the corner and he looked and decided to run, he was gone. And that's just a tremendous element to have. 166 yards rushing. That's the most rushing yards by a Commodore since 2001. That was Lou Thomas against Auburn. He was just terrific, and I was really happy for him. And, Kevin, you could tell when you talked to him after the game, that meant a lot to him. Going through the battle to try to win that job back, and to kind of have that first performance out of the gate, that was very special to him.
It was, and you know, I asked him the question about, did you feel like you had something to prove even after winning the job, and he said, yeah, he did. You would like to see them find some rushing help for Chris Nixon. We saw two or three different guys carry the load, Jared Hawkins, Gaston Miller, and Jeff Jennings, who started out the night with a fumble and ended the night with his arm in a sling, and we'll find out a little more, I guess, about that injury.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, took a really hard hit to right on the football early on, but actually I believe he sprained a shoulder in a carry prior to that. I was talking to some folks after the game, and so when we headed to the plane, he had his arm up in a sling to sort of take some pressure off of that shoulder. I'm sure they'll take another look at that. But I thought Jared Hawkins ran well. He had 51 yards, and Gaston Miller carried the ball 10 times, and he showed certainly what we saw back when he played at Murfreesboro-Riverdale, the ability to run and change directions and not really slow down. You know, he just plants and turns, and it was a great compliment to what else they had going. And that to me was very exciting to see those guys all carry the football. And I thought the offensive line, you know, knew at times, you know, had some trouble against a big Miami front, you know, a 330-pound nose tackle that knocked them around a bit at times. But there were other times where they just seemed to assert themselves and open some big holes up the middle, and they did a good job of protecting Chris for the most part. And, you know, all in all, if you look at this as a first game, I don't think Commodore fans could have asked for much better than this.
Well, now they'll be tested next Thursday night with South Carolina coming to town. Explain the situation with the tickets. There are 1,000 season tickets left and about 3,500 tickets, from what I understand, as far as just for the South Carolina game itself.
Yeah, that pretty much covers it. Available tickets to be sold for season tickets, because you have to take into account the combination of allotments for visiting teams, allotments for students, and all those kind of things. Anyway, there's really only about 1,000 tickets that are available to be sold as season tickets. In terms of single game tickets for the South Carolina game, probably somewhere between 3,500 and 4,000. And you've got to believe that after that performance last night, and then you see South Carolina, finally turned it on late and made a rout of their game against North Carolina State, you got to figure those tickets are going to go quick. So, I anticipate Eric Jones and the staff over in the McGugan office are going to have a pretty busy day, and we certainly hope so. You can call 322-GOLD or go online at bucommodores.com. But I think that Thursday night atmosphere next Thursday is going to be one that maybe we haven't seen in a while. You can think of a few games in the past that meant a lot. This is certainly very early, but I think it's going to be a very special night.